Time to talk with Laura Malone, Development Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Hello, Laura.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Excited for things that are taking place with the Community Foundation. Where do you want to start? You got a nonprofit marketing seminar coming up next month. Well, this gives people who are involved in nonprofits kind of just an insight as to how best to get the word out about their organization.
Yeah, you know, I think there's all sorts of nonprofits of various sizes and shapes, and some of them have one staff that does marketing, some of them have, you know, a half a staff that does marketing, some of them have a whole team. So the intent is really to be able to focus on ideas that fit all sizes of nonprofits and really helping them build a strategy. There's the phrase about if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So this is more, you know, if you create that strategy and you create that road, how you can help build greater success with your marketing efforts, you know, to support these organizations that are out doing such great work in the community, but a lot of folks may not even realize that they're doing the work that they're doing.
Is this something that the Community Foundation is doing, or do you have, you bring some folks in to kind of lead this?
So this is going to be a panel. It is going to be hosted by Community Foundation. It'll be May 20th at Lorain Community College. We are going to have guest panelists from the Urban League, from Main Street Amherst, from the Nord Center, and from the Lorain Public Library System, and then a consultant with Predictable Results Marketing who is going to help talk through these strategies. So we've got a variety of sizes of nonprofits that can share their own experiences of what's been working for them. We have the consultant that, you know, works with multiple nonprofits that can share their stories. And then, of course, you know, Community Foundation is hosting that, followed by one of our Ask the Expert sessions where nonprofits can team up with experts to learn more, not just in marketing in that sense, but also just other things that they might want to do to focus on helping their nonprofit, you know, achieve greater success.
Yeah, try to make sure that they know what they're doing in a sense of, you know, what's their focus as the nonprofit. Sometimes when you're a nonprofit, so you feel like you want to help in all many different areas because that's sort of the nature of what you want to do, which you want to focus on, make sure you're, you know, focusing on whatever the goal of your organization is to do your best part of that. Again, that's coming up May 20th. Connect to the Cause, that's coming up in September, but we have something to talk about, Business Champions.
Yeah, so Connect to a Cause, once again, is September 15th, so mark your calendars to save the date. Registration has closed for our nonprofit participants, and it looks like we will have over 70 nonprofits participating. But what I wanted to talk about was the business champions. A lot of our success in the money that the nonprofits got from the Community Foundation via a match. So all the nonprofits that participated last year got a 17% match in what they raised last year. And most of that was because of our business champions. Last year, we had business champion, 23 different business champions that donated $1,000 each. This year, we have a couple different avenues of champion participation. We have a $1,000 level, a $3,000 level, and a $5,000 level for those business leaders and those business champions to really support the work being done by the Community Foundation with these nonprofits to raise funds. That, once again, will go towards a match. It'll also go towards special prizes that'll be created for the nonprofits. You know, we're really looking forward to the momentum that's coming from this. And that cumulative effort of all the business champions really makes it so that those dollars go further. If the champion were to do this on their own, it would be roughly, you know, writing a check of probably about $75 each to a nonprofit, to all 70 of those nonprofits. You know, by combining that power of the champions, you know, that gift to those nonprofits can go a lot further and can be combined for much greater impact than just doing something alone. So it's a great avenue to be able to help support the community, help support the Lorain County nonprofits, and really participate in that day of giving on September 15th, 2022.
So we know that you're looking for more businesses then, in other words.
Correct. Yeah, we are definitely looking for businesses. Right now we have some of last year's champions that have already stepped up. So Ross Builders, Kids Smile, and EMC Precision have already stepped up to be business champions again this year. So we are so grateful for that support. And then we are looking for more businesses to step up and join us in these efforts.
That sounds good. We're talking with Laura Malone, Development Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County. They meet with us once a month to see what's happening with the Community Foundation. And you have a current IOB project. Now, I think we've discussed IOBY project. Tell me a little bit, and this one's Humans of Lorain County. Tell me about that and this sort of social.
Yeah, this is an amazing project. So what I like about IOBY, IOBY stands for In Our Backyard. And if you think about that, that's kind of the reverse of what used to be the not in my backyard for folks that didn't want to embrace things going on in their neighborhood. This is a full-on embracement of what's going on in everybody's backyards. And this is projects that are driven by community members, not nonprofits. And IOBY serves as a crowdfunding vehicle. They are a nonprofit. They help these community members raise funds for these projects. And there are grant matching opportunities through the Community Foundation. This Humans of Lorain County is a wonderful project that is new and going on. And the focus is really just focusing on the humanity of Lorain County. The creators of the project, Bobby T. and his wife, are committed to sharing one story per week that highlights a local member in their community and their story. They're looking for people from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds in Lorain County where they can showcase this. You know, not only is there funding availability through IOBY and through the Match from Community Foundation, but I believe they've also mentioned that they're looking for volunteers to help write and capture these stories through photographs. So there's a lot of great ways to get involved, either from a financial giving standpoint or from a volunteer standpoint. And you can find out more under our initiatives tab at peoplewhocare.org about this particular IOBY project or any of the other IOBY opportunities. Or if you have your own community projects that you want to do as an individual that's not a nonprofit, you know, how you can engage with IOBY to help get those projects funded and help you succeed.
Well, it wouldn't be a talk with the Community Foundation if we didn't mention the word grants. And you have some grant applications that are still out there that people can apply for. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so our Lakeland Mini Grants is a rolling cycle. Those get evaluated monthly, and those are really intended for smaller nonprofits. Lakeland really has a focus on some of those small nonprofits that might be newer, just getting off the ground or just, you know, still under the radar, where they want to focus on those. And those are $500 grants that can be applied for. The Hispanic Fund will be starting their grant cycle on April 30th. So if you have an organization or on the board of an organization that does stuff within the Hispanic and Latinx communities, it's a great opportunity to apply starting April 30th for seeking grant funding there.
What's going on with the Community Foundation? PeopleWhoCare.org is a good place to start to get all the information or look them up on their Facebook page. Laura, we appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk again next month.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Thanks, you too. Laura Malone, Development Officer with the Community Foundation of Lorain County.